from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to headlines. Brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Of course, the story of the weekend by far, Florida State goes down. That's tough. That's tough. Losing to the Rambling Wreck in Ireland. That's tough. Especially after all, I mean, they gave Kirk Herbstreit the business this weekend. My God. They were booing the holy hell out of him.
What happened to Florida State getting all them guys drafted and losing all that talent?
Yep.
And somebody was explaining to me the reason why it's going to be hard for Florida State is because they did it all with transfer portal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So once those guys left, they got no base. At least with Mario, you're still doing an excellent job recruiting.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a mix of both, right? So if they get a bunch of guys, you know, they still got some guys coming up that can fill some shoes. Florida State did it all with transfer portal. So once transfer portal guys left, you're done. But I'm afraid, and I don't know what the actual status of all this is, Michigan's in the same boat, right? Michigan has, you know, they got 15 guys drafted.
Yeah, but you guys won the championship. Like, that's
I know. No.
It's the price you pay, love.
No. I'm not saying it from that standpoint. I'm saying it from the standpoint of I don't know who they have, what young guys, how the recruiting has been, right? Because I'm not hands on. Like, I'm closer to down here. So I just, when I see that, I'm like, ooh, they got all those guys drafted. I don't know. I've never seen a lot of these guys play except for the running back, Edwards.
Well, I'm hopeful the Canes transfer, Damian Martinez, the running back, I hope it goes a lot better for him than it did for Uyi Ungalale.
Well, he plays running back.
Yeah.
You mean Cam?
No. I mean, actually, just taking something. I hope that Oregon State, like, I hope our Oregon State guy works out better. No, I know. Cam Ward's going to work out better. Come on. Okay. It's going to work out. This one's going to work out.
You know what? I hate when you know what, guys? I think the Canes will make the playoffs, but let's relax. Week by week. Let's not start peacocking.
Vlad. I've been fighting this fight for 8 years. You think you won't come and do a sit-in?
I'm here with you. Well, Leroy, I'm here with you. You don't got Marcos, who's his lackey.
I understand.
I'm here with you.
We had Chris Fowler on, and Chris Fowler just point blank asked, did you do the research? He said, no.
Yeah. And to be fair, I was going to be show me mode, but then I started watching the Canes. The Canes basically made their own version of Hard Knocks for their YouTube page, and I started watching it, and I was like, oh, that's good.
You are very easily got. You very
wow. Canes camp. Whoa.
You know what? There's a couple things I need to see. I think the talent is going to be better. And I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to win the SEC. That being said, there's some questions I have about decisions during the courses of games.
You mean at the end of games?
During them too. Right? And so of all the other stuff, I'm more worried about that. Which is like,
Didn't Chris Paul say on Joe today that Mark Fletcher is going to be good to go? I think he did. Oh, stacked. We got ponies in the backfield.
Dude,
wow.
This is the worst part of what I do.
Strepo. You should have heard what Cam Ward said about Jacoby George.
This is the worst part
of
what I do. Because he goes in with no reason, no nothing. And if you if you dare question all of that stuff, you're a hater.
No, because he's only going, you're right, no facts, no research.
I have facts.
No knowledge.
You haven't seen any of these guys play.
He is going with fandom. That's all he's doing.
I have facts.
And they won't even be honest about it.
No, that's all it is.
No, because why it's like fandom? Because if somebody questions it, you're upset. You shouldn't be upset. That's why it's called a discussion. It should be two back and forth. Should be a back and forth conversation.
I can't go back and forth with fanboys.
No, Vlad.
Fandom.
You should have seen.
You can't go back and forth.
You should have seen when Cam Ward was sitting in his interview chair. Like they have like a, you know, the dark
is
hard knocks
background. Is he throwing touchdown passes from that interview chair?
No, he's
Let's
answering questions.
Let's wait until that happens.
But he did. But he was talking about Jacoby George. He goes, most underrated wide receiver in the country. I was like, oh. And I was like, yeah.
In the country. He's played in every university.
But it's okay.
He's gone to every camp.
He's in the country. Man. And he goes, never complains about getting the football. Just runs his routes hard. And Jacoby George is like, come on. I've been in this heat for years. Never get tired. And I was like, oh, I like that. He's going to have an engine that goes. Because let me tell you something about Gainesville. Sneaky hot up there. So when you go up there,
it's Florida in September.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Late August. It's
so
nasty.
When these hillbillies in their jorts are going to be, you know, keeling over themselves when they're not blocking each other.
Wait.
And Jacoby's just going to be
skimping
willy nilly down the field. It's going to be great. What
question?
What?
Wait, they live in Florida too.
Not South Florida.
How are they going to be dying and you not?
Way different, dude.
So wait a minute. They're playing in their stadium.
Yeah.
In the same heat.
Place is a dump, by the way.
Okay, say that it's a dump.
Welcome to my world.
No, but I'm just understanding. So
you can't.
No, you're trying to understand. I need to understand his reasoning.
Yeah.
See, the thing about it is, Leroy, we know he's wilding out, but he's got to explain his reasoning so that
never does. That's the point.
Therefore, the public will hear that it's just all, you know.
No. Care because you know what they can go to
because
Leroy
minions.
Just being a hater.
They're minions.
I'm not minions.
Tobin's got minions. He's got minions.
El Borre.
Tobinions.
It's hotter
it's
in Gainesville.
It's Tobinions. He's got
right.
Tobinions.
What Leroy? What's the temperature right now?
Here?
Yeah.
Hold I'd on. Say it's about 90, 91 degrees.
What is it in Gainesville? It's probably 91, 92
Let's
degrees
see.
In Gainesville.
Gainesville.
Right now.
Gainesville. How do you spell H E L L
J? I mean, G-A-I-N-E. He says H-E-L. Wouldn't that be hot?
Let's see. 86.
Right. Wait. Point for Vlad. Wait. He said, how do you spell Gainesville? Gainesville. H-E-L-L. And he goes, wouldn't that be hot?
All right. In Gainesville right now, 86.
86.
In
right
Coral
now.
Gables.
Right.
89. But heat advisory.
So they got the same heat advisory.
No, they don't. Because when you Google and you just put Coral Gables weather under the 89 degrees, it says heat advisory.
Hold on. So I'm not a meteorologist. But if one temperature is 86 and the other one's 89, mm-hmm. and the team that's in the 89 is going to 86, how is that affecting the team that's playing 86, that plays in 86 degree weather? Explain that to me, Tobin.
Because
Let's go. Okay, interesting.
So it's a lot like when you go from elevation to sea level, okay? When you go up to down, you're coming in with more battery juice, okay? So when you're going 89 to 86, you're going up north. It's just, you know, the burn's just not going to be there like it is for the Gators because they're only used to playing in 86 and no heat advisory.
Exactly.
Right. So they're going to 86 and no heat advisory.
Bro, what?
Because they think that's their heat advisory. They've never been. They've never been hotter in the oven like the Canes have.
Now, the only thing that's missing is
we got him.
Yo, Tommy, go get my beer.
We got him.
All you need is a Bud Light right now.
I'm telling you.
It sounds crazy.
You know what it is. Like,
wait, dude, do you realize that right now you are embarrassing Barry University?
How so?
Because you, dude, it sounds... Dude, right now, the way you talking, I could get more insight from a coconut. You make no sense.
Menu 631 says, play the... We train in the heat! Remember that?
So do they!
Remember when Teddy Atlas would yell at Tim Bradley that they were firemen? It didn't work. He still lost to Pacquiao.
But wait, so, like, do you realize how ridiculous you sound right now?
No. I don't know. What do you mean? If you train in the ultra heat, right? But then you go down to cooler levels, you're coming in with more juice.
But you weren't saying you were saying that the Gators cannot handle
it. But they're not going to be used to it. Because like,
there is no heat.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know what the Saturday forecast
is. They're practicing in their conditions every day.
That's what I'm saying.
How would they not be used to it?
What's their conditions? Hillbilly?
It doesn't matter if it's hillbilly. It doesn't matter.
We're talking about temperature.
You're going to their hillbilly town.
Nah.
Playing on their hillbilly field. They're used to the hillbilliness.
Are they?
Yes. You see, I love when Tobin's caught because he's trying so hard.
I'm not caught.
Bro, you turned red, man.
I'll tell you who's caught.
No, don't try to segue. No.
Oh, I'm not segueing. I'm not segueing.
You're boxed in.
I'm not boxed in.
Oh, you're boxed in.
How am I boxed in?
Oh, you're boxed in.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, you're boxed in.
They're going into a hot box. That's what's going on.
Into a hot box?
The Gators.
Why? It's hot.
You know when he lost? The minute when he said, how do you spell Gainesville? And he said H-E-L-L, and I said, wouldn't that be hot? That's it. It stunned him. That was a body blow.
You understand? It stunned him. No, it wasn't a body blow.
It stunned him. He hit you in the liver.
No, it was like a head kick, but I got the hand up right away. So my hand stings a little bit, but I'm not knocked out.
No, because your explanation was totally made absolutely.
It absolutely makes sense. If you play in worse conditions and you're going to better conditions, you're coming in better conditions.
You weren't saying that. You saying that they're used to the worst conditions.
The rednecks and the George guys are going to be hot and sweaty.
They are, but because here's the thing. When you get to that fourth quarter, the Canes are going to be like, this is nothing. But that's all they – because the Gators, that's all they know. That's all they know.
But they practice it every day. So nah, why wouldn't they?
But there's going to be a limit. When you have a limit that you can go to, but the Canes have been to a higher limit.
Does that apply to Jacksonville?
What do you mean? Limit?
Does that apply to Jacksonville?
Yes, that's a good
coming down here?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's reverse. That's ridiculous. What are you talking about?
So is Jacksonville going to struggle down here?
Hard to say. They're pros.
Because hold on.
Wait.
They're pros. We talk about the Dolphins going into the cold all the time.
Yeah.
Pros?
Yeah, but, you know, they never get to practice.
No, I'm asking you, are the conditions going to be the same when Jacksonville comes down here as when the Canes go up
there? There's less protection in Jacksonville. Like, it's more hellacious in Jacksonville than it is in Gainesville.
Huh?
Yeah.
Pull up the temperature in Jacksonville, you jackass.
Sure. I'm happy to.
It better not be cooler than Gainesville. Unless
Gainesville's, what, 86 right now? I'm saying Jacksonville's probably 85.
High of 91 today.
Oh, okay.
Hotter than both. Told you. That's from all the pollution, though. That's why. They got no atmosphere. It's a dump. It's a terrible city.
Do you live on planet Earth?
Nah, he lives on planet
Earth. Where do you live?
I'm just giving you the Google facts.
That's not Google facts.
That's Tobin facts.
It's literally the Google facts.
Dude, you have come up with a whole bro science that makes literally no sense to anybody.
It doesn't matter. Look, here's the thing, though.
Nobody understands what the hell you're talking about. You know what? You should have this conversation with Mike McDaniel. I think he's the only one.
I'm telling you right. Look, the weather could be whatever the weather is, but a hurricane, storms are brewing for the Gators. All right? It's hurricane season.
Okay, but I would wish you would have said that, because then you sound like a fan, and I would live with that.
Right, but the last when you tried to explain
as to why, when you used the weather, then you lost me.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. If you can't keep up, that's fine.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to simplify it for you.
It doesn't make sense, Tobin.
It doesn't make sense.
It does.
No, it does.
I think it does.
No, it doesn't.
You think it does.
Seems like the chat is keeping up with me.
No, the chat says tap out.
You know what?
Israel.
Lynn just texted me. He wants you to go right over to LabCorp and get urine and blood work after the show.
Are you the guy with CTE?
Perhaps.
It might be.
What? From what? You ain't never been hurt in your life.
That's not true. I had dead foot.
And then he's going to be the one to say, I beat science.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Deadfoot. I did overcome Deadfoot. Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
I just want to chill.
Hey, the great country show Stars and Strings is coming to Hard Rock Live on November 14th, and we've got your chance to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word country to 20357. That's country to 20357, and you can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings at Hard Rock Live on November 14th. Message and data rates may apply. Let's get to a training camp report, which is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges.
Tomorrow is D-Day.
Yes, sir. Are you ready to level up your career game? On some of these cuts, you might want to go to MDCPS Technical Colleges. They've got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. The Dolphins lost their preseason finale to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 24-14. Big news coming off of that is that Mike White got released. So Skylar Thompson is your backup quarterback this season.
You'll have another quarterback on the practice squad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got to have the emergency quarterback. But I don't think it's going to be Mike White. I think he'll end up somewhere else.
Schmeathan just said Mike White. He just saw Mike White just drop off his resume at El Dorado. That's so messed up.
I think he's got enough bread to sit on it for a year. I'm sure someone's gonna pick up Mike White. I'm sure someone is, but I do think he got outplayed. Like, I thought that Skylar Thompson was clearly the better guy out of the two. I don't know why Mike McDaniel had to do this whole mirage, but it's because Mike McDaniel's a player.
Because, you know, here's what you learn in sports. Never say anything that you don't have to. Okay, why on earth would he tell you 2 weeks ago that right now it's Skylar's job and it's his to lose with the backup role 2 weeks before you have to make a cut where you want to see the best version of both guys? You egg them on and let them know, everybody got a chance.
No, here's the thing. I thought when he said it was neck and neck, which was a lie, but it was a fine lie just to say it was neck and neck.
But you don't know that.
Hmm.
Why are you playing the result?
No.
Because he cut Mike White, you saying it wasn't close 2 weeks
ago? It wasn't close.
Okay.
It wasn't close.
Okay, you know. But why did – so because you know, that means the coach is a liar?
Here's the thing. I don't understand.
You see what you're
saying?
To make you right, you're calling the coach a liar saying that's not what he was saying.
Okay, let me get this straight. You just –
when he knows more than you do.
This is adorable. You just started this by saying, why say anything that you don't have to say?
Right.
Okay. Then he says something that was very clearly untrue, and you're like, you don't know that. But you just told me that. Coaches lie all the time.
No, but you don't, like,
or withhold information all the time.
Again, if a coach did that with all the players after the first 2 weeks of training camp, you wouldn't have any motivated players. Like, why? Well, I ain't going to be here anyway. What's the point of me going?
So you think he was being honest or not?
Huh?
Do you think he was being honest or not?
I have no idea. Because you don't know what these competitions are.
Oh, dude, trust me. When he was making up things like he was making it Legends of the Hidden Temple for his quarterbacks and he had that whole nonsense that he was talking last week, you knew he was full of it.
By the way, I got a text.
From?
Tell Tobin to give up his cane car with that sad argument.
Who's telling me to do that?
My friend.
Don't even understand why would I give up my Canes card if I'm saying they're going to go smoke the Gators?
Because he says you're embarrassing them as fans with those comments.
I would say, you know what? He's embarrassing himself as a fan if he thinks that that's not true, because it sounds like a guy who doesn't have a lot of faith and wants to already crank up the excuse machine. So tell him to turn in his card. Jackass.
Why? Wait. Can I? You know, the reason why you're in turmoil with everybody is it your own doing, right?
I'm not in turmoil.
You're on this ledge, you got smoke and you with say everyone? These ridiculous things, and then you get a little snapback, and then you get mad and say, you guys are so ridiculous thing to say.
The only reason you would tell somebody to turn in their Canes card is if you had no faith they were going to go beat Florida. That's when you
what
would tell somebody to turn
to do
your card.
With their Canes card.
Because he's losing his card for sass. That's why. I've just revoked it.
And you can't lose your card for just being absolutely ridiculous?
No. Wait. Who made you...
Right!
Who made you revoker of all Canes cards?
I didn't. But when you come and try and take my card, I'm going to defend myself.
I mean,
I'm taking his card.
That's true. You have a right to defend
yourself. I got hit first.
He did.
You have a right to defend yourself, but please make sense of what you were saying.
Tell your buddy... Act like a Canes fan and stop acting.
This is good.
Stop acting like a Seminoles fan who just lost in Ireland.
You gotta love Tobin.
And go into the hostile environment saying you're gonna kick their ass and stop sitting here. Oh, Stowe, you're embarrassing us. What if we lose? Oh, that guy's not a Canes fan. He's not a Canes fan.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's not a Canes fan. He has no swag. Probably wears Dockers.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's funny, by the way. That is funny. But ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the greatest.
You probably wear flip-flops with the toes.
Leroy, he got you. He got you. This is, Tobin, you know what? Every time I work with you, I learn.
He changed the argument.
He changed the argument.
We don't focus on what he said.
I didn't change the argument.
You did.
I didn't change the argument. He changed the argument. Your anonymous coward fan.
The anonymous Canes fan just said for you to turn in your card because of your take about the weather. Going into that game.
Which I said they're going to smoke the Gators.
But you did say they would smoke the Gators.
No,
but
nobody was talking about
winning. But we weren't talking about who winning or losing. It was about your
experience. What else is it about? What else would it be about?
You made it about the weather, jackass!
What's this guy making it about?
No,
oh, I'm embarrassing.
No. We are not continuing this conversation.
I'm not. No.
That's it.
I'm not going to allow you to take. No. Here's the thing. You're not going to hit me with a non. No. You're not going to hit me with anonymous. Hot shots, and I'm going to just let that walk.
About the weather?
I made it about heat.
You made it about the weather.
Of course.
The weather?
Yeah, which I said it's not going to be an issue.
So why are you saying it shouldn't be about...
Well, I made... No. Here's the thing. I said it because Jacoby George is like, I don't get tired in the heat. Which Cam Ward said, most underrated receiver in the league, in the country. And then you're like, what does that matter? Gainesville's also hot. I'm like, not this hot.
That is... Oh.
So I came with it with research... I came with it with claims from the team.
No,
I did. I did.
It's
I did.
Three. Wait.
No, I
it's
did.
3 degrees cooler.
Yeah, but Tobin. Yeah, that was it. That's the reason. You thought it was just going to be just as hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me tell you. You guys want to know the differences between 34 and 31? Freezing. That's what it is.
So what's the difference between 89 and 86?
Melting and really hot.
That makes absolutely no
degrees.
Sense.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
Tobin.
You were good. You were so good until you went to the math to try to explain it.
You are my friend and I love you, but you cannot believe this. Dude, there is no way on planet Earth you can believe.
Let me explain. I'll explain it to you. Maybe you didn't go to science class. No. I'm sorry. Maybe you didn't go to. No, I'm sorry.
Wait. I'm sorry, Tobin. And ladies and gentlemen, something that I was reading the comments from people on the YouTube. Something that Leroy and myself, you could tell we're getting old, completely forgot. Leroy, what is the nickname of Ben Hill Griffin Stadium? What is the nickname when the Gators play?
The Swamp.
What is the Swamp?
Disgusting.
Hot, soupy.
Humid?
Yeah. Humid.
Isn't it embarrassing that they call themselves that? It's not even the hottest place in Florida?
Don't try to change it. Because your explanation
I'm
right
just
now,
telling you that no. That's what a ridiculous claim from
it.
Them.
Don't try to change it.
The Swamp.
You try to make an example. Oh, 89 and 86. That's
I would
a three
kill for
degree.
86 right now.
Yes, but 86 in a Swamp is just as hot.
Nah, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Wait. It's 86 at your house? You're closer to Orlando than we are.
Oh, no, dude. It's. I mean, you've never been to Lake Worth heat. It's ridiculous.
And the high in Gainesville today is 92, which is probably the high in South Florida as well.
Nah, it's not the same, though, dude. It's breezier there. I'm telling you. There's more trees.
It's swampy. What are we doing?
We have so much. Like, down here, it's a city. There's bricks. It's just a different level of soupy. I don't know what to tell you.
And
if you guys
there, it's nothing but water and moisture.
I don't
and
know about
humidity.
You, but
what do you think? You take a paddle boat ticket to the stadium?
A paddle boat? Really?
Fan boat? Whatever. The point is.
Wait a minute. We went into the heat facility for an hour and came out and it was flooded.
Yeah. Scary. That's what I told you. Harsher conditions.
How?
Because, we live on the ocean. It's the Wild West out here. Or technically the Wild East. You never know what you're going to get. It's like weather roulette.
And do you know what to do in the swamp?
Can I just tell you?
Do you know what to do in the swamp?
Did you go to class for this?
Dude, I'm not going to hear it from you. You're a math major, not a science major. Because did you not hear my boxing argument about the difference between 34 and 31 being freezing?
Like, and then what's the difference between 89 and 86?
Dude, way more. I'm telling you. There's hot, and then there's deadly. And the Canes are going from deadly to hot. No big deal.
It's the swamp.
Hey, let me explain something to you. Hey, I'm going to table this.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to table this. If you ever, ever say about weather that there's no difference or a big difference or no difference between going playing here or somewhere else because it's a couple degrees cooler, okay. All right. I just want to clarify that.
I don't understand that. Like, what is...
Because
you're
going to take the other side.
What exactly the argument... So you think I'm going to come in here on a Monday and if the Canes lose, I'm going to say, oh, it's too hot in Gainesville.
No. I'm not saying about the Canes.
Okay.
I'm saying there's going to be a weather situation where you're going to say it's no big deal. It's basically the same temperature.
I don't think so. Like, I don't see, like, if you're going to do this for Dolphin.
You just said Jacksonville coming down here is the same.
It is. But did you not hear my my explanation about the pollution atmosphere in Jacksonville?
Pollution atmosphere.
Oh, Jacksonville's a disgusting place. I mean, like, the sun basically, like, lives on you. All right, there's no clouds to protect you because it's all just muck and haze in the clouds. It's terrible. Terrible place. The water's brown, has a smell to it.
Are they playing in enough? They're not playing on water, guys. They're playing on the field. Like, why would we be like, that's enough. I'd like to know how you want to explain the state of Florida.
Yep.
Hot as always.
Uh-huh.
That it's going to affect one team. Considering that team is playing in their home field, where they've been practicing, right, Leroy?
Yep.
They've been practicing for like the last 6 weeks. How that's going to affect them because the U is coming to Gainesville. That the U will be able to handle the weather conditions
because
of Gainesville.
Because it's hotter down here, dude. It's more extreme. Why is this crazy to you guys? I don't understand it. You guys actually think that in Gainesville it's hotter?
Because I've seen
conditions.
Pretty much the same conditions.
Ridiculous.
I've seen Gainesville come here. I've seen the Gators come here and not have any problems. I don't see them cramping. Same thing with Tallahassee, Florida State.
I mean, I don't know. Your eyes haven't been there, Vlad. I don't know what to tell you.
I've seen them come down here.
But that was a talent thing. Like, I'm not saying, like, you can't win on weather alone. If there's a talent discrepancy, obviously.
Oh,
that's numero uno.
That's the first.
I would say to you, it's always mostly about talent.
I would agree with that.
But that's the first.
But now you're changing.
Why are you making about weather?
Well, just like with your Jalen and Phillips argument, you're moving the goalposts. Like now we can have a different argument.
No,
the argument's always going to be who's the more talented team.
No, no.
That's always the argument.
No. Not always.
Point for Lee.
You brought weather. I actually hit this. Lee, I'm just.
You brought weather into it.
I was just telling you what they said about Jacoby George, and you guys just dismissed it because you guys are disrespectful to him.
Yeah, because we haven't seen him play, and I want him to be better.
I mean, you have seen him play. I mean, he's been on the Kings for, I'm telling you. He doesn't have that bum TBD throwing the ball to the other team.
And you were celebrating TBD like he was the best thing coming.
And then he became a fat cat, okay?
His muscles didn't adhere to his skin.
Of course he didn't have muscles.
It was hurt.
Muscles adhering to his skin. Fat cats don't have muscles.
Man, you turn so quick on people,
goodness,
boy.
You are.
No, it wasn't quickly.
No, that you realize that was a serious problem, right?
Throwing to the other team, I do realize
it was quarterback.
I do realize. You know what else didn't add here? Him keeping the football to his teammates.
Oh my goodness! Wow. See, I can't even go there because they asked that guy to play hurt and then criticized him, and you know what I mean? Like, wow. All right.
Couldn't get a Wisconsin jersey on fast enough.
I mean,
during the bowl game.
You do understand he was playing hurt, right?
Hmm?
You know he was playing hurt.
Not the whole time, dude. Okay.
Most of last year. Okay. No, that's. What do you mean?
Okay.
You ever had a condition where your muscles didn't adhere to your skin?
Should have talked to Jalen Phillips. You could have beaten science. Game Balls and Game Bums is next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Ah! Gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Leroy Hoard to hand out his game balls and game bumps. What do you got, Leroy?
Well, let's start off with game bum, Florida State. Like, you look terrible. I could put it on your quarterback. He's been good for one game in his college career. Everybody seemed to think that we can get the best out of him. That ship has sailed. just a bad, like, Georgia Tech was better than you. They look better than you. They perform better than you. They deserve to win. And it wasn't even close. Like, to me, it wasn't even close. So maybe that's us who thought you would be better. Or maybe it's just you. You're not that good.
Also, stop suing people.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, also, there's a reason why everybody else said no. Because you can't beat Georgia Tech, and you might be in the perfect conference.
Bum.
My game balls go to two people. Lydia Ko won the Women's Open Championship. Birdied the last hole to do it. It was cool. American Nelly Korda kind of could have got a game bum because she spit the bit in the last few holes.
The Rory.
Bum.
She pulled the Rory. But that golf course is tricky. So, and to Keegan Bradley, when you hear he's going to be is a Ryder Cup captain,
You're asking me?
No, I'm just saying, because I get him sometimes, the President Cup or Ryder Cup. I think he's going to be the Ryder Cup captain, right? He just won a golf tournament in the playoffs. So that's kind of cool that you got a guy who's going to be a captain, and he's still winning. He's probably one of the youngest captains, too. He's only 38.
Wow. Yeah, he's going to be the U.S. Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah.
Like you said, he just won the BMW champion. That's different. Right. You're right. When you're when the captain's still
you got to do a
playing,
lot of stuff. You got to do a lot of stuff. So it's kind of crazy. Now, Tiger did turn it down. And I think one of the guys who was going to be the captain went to LIV. So,
but remember, the writers next
Kepka?
Year.
Kepka?
No, the Ryder's next year. The Ryder Cup's next year. So, I mean, he probably could.
And the President's Cup is this year.
This year in Canada.
So the Ryder Cup's in 2 years, not next year.
In 25 next year.
It's 25, okay. So, yeah, really cool to see him, you know, still have some, you know, I don't know what's cooler, him being so young and being the Ryder Cup captain, or still being good enough and being able to do both duties at the same time. It's a lot of work that goes into a Ryder Cup.
It all depends on who the European captain is, because if it's somebody who's a vet. And
the European captain is, I forgot. It's announced already. You can pull it up. I forgot who it was. But yeah. So it was really cool to not only that, because usually once you see guys get the Ryder Cup captaincy, usually it's because they're on the tail end.
Mm.
Like, he got a chance to win the cup.
Luke Donald.
You know, Luke Donald. There you go. See, look where they are in their careers.
I got a game bum.
What's that?
Everybody on the internet who's pulling a U and fat shaming Luka Doncic.
Hey, no. Wait a minute.
They're fat shaming him.
Don't call it a Leroy.
Oh, okay, dude. You know what do I call it?
Being observant.
Okay. Not nice. Okay. Everybody was saying he's pushing 300.
He's pushing 300 right now?
They saying he had a bit of a belly in the Goran Dragic charity game.
It's off season. All right?
Slovenian off season.
Yeah. So, you know who lost weight? Listen. Did Leroy fat shame Luka? No.
Yeah.
Because he's Luka.
People are fat shaming Luka.
Well,
I don't know what?
If we were fat shaming others, he did.
They're saying a little bit of pooch in that belly.
Hey, look at that. That's 7'7". He looked like he pulling an old. He trying to get traded? Because he's looking like he pulling a James Harden.
He's pulling a James Harden.
Looks like he's a 757 right now. Kind of big.
Yeah.
Speaking of guys who went from big to in shape, what about Zion Williamson? Have you seen the pictures?
I have. Yeah, he looks thin. Yeah. I'll tell you who still looks in good shape, though. I guess because he just came off the Olympics, but Joker still looks good. Joker threw a lob to himself off the backboard. I was like, whoa! That guy has so much fun playing basketball that's not the NBA.
Yeah. I've never met a person who's so good in something, but doesn't enjoy the fruits of what he's good at, but everything else he loves. He loves everything else.
Just having a good time.
I guess it's one of those things. He probably loved to play basketball, then it became work.
I guess.
NBA became work.
There was a lot of goosies from that Goron game I got to get to, including Chris Bosh stepping on a court for the first time in 8 years, which was really, really cool. But we got to take a break. Take a break. Back with more here on the show. Stream it live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQM, and on the Odyssey app. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.